Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Mesechas Demai. We are in the first perek, and we're up to the third Mishnah. Says Mishnah Gimel, Halokeach lezera ubehema and kemach laoros, shemen lener, shem lasochbo aslakelem, pater mina demai. That when a person purchases produce from an Am Haaretz, that we suspect, as we've learned in the previous Mishnayos, we suspect that they didn't properly take off the various maisros, the various ties. So it depends why you're purchasing the produce. If you're purchasing the produce to eat the produce, or to use it for your skincare, for to rub on your body, so then one's required to separate the various maisros. But if you're only purchasing the produce lazera for planting, behema to serve to your animal, kamach la'oros, using the flour for the tanning purposes, or using oil not to put on your body to eat, but just to use the oil to light a candle in there, or shem la'suchbo asakelim, using the oil to just grease your vessels, in all those situations, pater minad demai. You don't have to separate any maestros in that case. The Tiferes Yisrael says, lo gozru rak l'chila v'sicha adam. The decree of Chazal, that in this case of Suffolk, where we're not sure about the produce, whether it was tithed or not, we're only going to be stringent regarding, the enactment was only to be stringent regarding food itself and for purposes of using as some sort of ointment for one's body. But for any other purpose, there is no requirement, because it's a case of doubt, and Chazal never made a takana to separate in those situations, as opposed to if it was tevil, if it was something that for sure, certainly the maestros wasn't separated. So then, in fact, to use it for any purpose, for all these various purposes mentioned in the Mishnah, you would, of course, need to separate the various maestros before it would be used. But for demai, it's not required unless it's being used to eat, for a human to eat, or to be used for some sort of ointment. Continues the Mishnah. Similarly, just in terms of borders of the land of Israel, anything from Kziv and northward was considered to be outside the land of Israel, and there was no requirement to of demai. There's no requirement if you bought produce from an Am Haaretz from those locations to have to separate any trumos and certainly any maestros. And the truth is, the post can point out, the same would apply to Tevel as well. There's just no requirement to separate trumos and maestros from those areas that's considered to be outside of Israel. Just mentions demai here because that's the topic of our Masechta. Continues the Mishnah. Chalas am ha'aretz. If you're a Kohen and you receive chala from an Am Haaretz, and similarly v'hamidoma, if you receive produce, where the Bar Tanura explains Am Haaretz shenafalo saw shal truma lepachos memeya sayin shochulin, if a saw of truma that was to go to the Kohen fell into more produce, but is less than the ratio is less than 1 to 100. So the halokeach bekesef meiser sheni v'shiorei hamenachos peturim min ha'demai. Similarly, if you purchase from a Am Haaretz, you purchase produce with money that was exchanged for meiser sheni produce. You had meiser sheni produce. You didn't want to bring it to Yerushalayim, so you exchanged it for money. And now in Yerushalayim, you're buying produce from an Am Haaretz. And the fourth case here is that you have a korban mincha that an Am Haaretz brought. So some of that mincha is offered on the mizbeach, but the rest of the mincha, the rest of the flour, is given to the kohen. So in all these cases, there's no requirement from the farmer or for the kohen to separate any additional maestros. Whether it's the challah, whether it's the truma that fell into the other produce, whether it's the flour of the korban mincha, the kohen can just take it and eat it, does not have to separate anything further. And similarly, even a regular Yisrael who purchases from the maaser sheni money, purchases produce in Yerushalayim from an Am Haaretz, We don't suspect the Amarach is going to sell produce that wasn't properly a tithe. We're dealing with the money that is kadosh, that's holy. The Amarach is not going to take a chance with this, doesn't want to compromise the halacha, similarly to the assumption that when it comes to demai in general, there's no requirement to separate truma, because a Amarach would certainly is careful with the laws of truma. So here as well, there's no concern. And then the Mishnah says, Shemen Arev, if you have oil that's some sort of a perfume, and some suggest that maybe it's even mixed with other spices. So Beishamai Mechayve, Beishamai says this is a classic case, similar to food, where it's being used for one's body. So therefore, if you purchase it from an Ama Aretz, it's Demai, you have to separate the Maestros. And Beis Hillel Potrim, but Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says there's no requirement. The Tiferes Yisrael explains, Daf Sicha Kishtia, even though normally we do treat oil like eating or drinking, and that we are concerned, and Maestros do need to be separated when it comes to Demai, when purchasing from an Ama Aretz, Al Kalbanim, Mitlo Shchiach, Lo Garcinam, Be Demai, that this type of oil that's mixed with spices perhaps is not so common to purchase or to have. And therefore, there's no, Chazal never made a gzeira in this case when you purchased such oil from Am Aretz. The final Mishnah on the Perek, Mishnah Dalet says, Hadamai Ma'arvin Bo, Umishtatvin Bo. When it comes to purchasing a produce from an Am Aretz, you can use that Demai for an Erev. If here we're talking about an Erev Atchum or Erev Chatzeros, either the Erev that extends the boundary for the terms of the halachas of Shabbos, or the Erev Chatzeros that joins all the houses in a courtyard. Everyone chips in and puts food in one of the homes to allow everyone to carry it within the courtyard. You can use this food for the for those Erevim, and similarly for a Shituf Mishtasenbo, for Shitufei Mavos. You have a mavoi where there's various chatzeros, various courtyards that enter into the mavoi, so all the different, everyone, the various chatzeros participate and also put food in order for everyone to be able to walk on Shabbos within the chatzeros, within the mavoi. Why is this permissible? The food, in theory, is available for anyone to take and to eat. So how can you eat it? It's demai. So we apply amigoy in this case, explains the Bartanura. The afagab de lo chazile, even though really the food is not fit for anyone, because it's demai, and of doubt you shouldn't eat it, because the maestros haven't been separated. However, amigoy de iboy mafkir nechase haviani. If you wanted to, you could always, at any point, you could make all your food, all your valuables, all your money, a hefker, ownerless, and then you would be halachically a poor person, ani, the chazileib. And when it comes to an ani, so Chazal never made a decree against aniyim. Aniyim, in fact, are allowed to eat produce of demai without having to separate any maestros. So here, since you, in theory, could have made yourself into an ani, therefore we allow a person, in theory, to have access to this food, and therefore the food can be used to create the various eruvim in these different contexts. Continues the Mishnah, with demai, if a person ate the demai, you're not supposed to eat demai, but if you did eat it, mevarach lav, you still would say a bracha, because it's a doubt. It could be that no maestros really have to be taken off. Maybe the Amarach really did, in fact, remove the maestros, so you say a bracha. Here we're referring to the birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon is daraisa, so safek daraisa lechumra. We were stringent. We say the birchas hamazon zamnulav. You could even create a zimun. Umafrishin also aron. Similarly, a person is allowed to do the hafrasha, to actually separate the maestros from the demai, the trumas meiser and the meiser sheni. You can even separate it if you're not dressed properly. Normally, you shouldn't do that when it comes to separating maestros, because usually you have to say a bracha, and you have to be dressed properly to say a bracha. But since it's a case of safek, so there's no bracha on a freshos maestros in the case of demai, and therefore, if one is not dressed properly, one would be allowed to separate those maestros. Similarly, Bein HaShmashos. Similarly, if it's Bein HaShmashos, if it's twilight on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, the Safik HaShevcha says the Bartanura, Ma'asnes HaDemai Vein Ma'asnes HaVada. You can't, at that point, going into Shabbos, you can't separate Tevel, the various maestros, but maybe it's already Shabbos, but we don't know the status. It's been a Shmashal's twilight. Is it the previous day? Is it the next day? Is it already Shabbos? But since Demai is a case of Sofek, so Friday going into Shabbos, that during twilight you can separate the Maisros. Ha, and then the Mishnah says, Ha, I'm Hikdim Maisros Sheni L'Rishon, Ein Bekach Klum. And also, if you do it out of order, normally you have to separate the Maiser Rishon before Maiser Sheni. That's the order. You always separate Truma first, then Maiser Rishon, and then Truma's Maiser, and then Maiser Sheni. So if you do it out of order, you separated the Demai, the Maiser Sheni, before the Maiser Rishon. Again, it's not ideal, but it's acceptable, and you can even, says the explains the Bar Tanura, you can even recite the vidoy when you say kachol mitosecha shir tivisani, when you confess before God and you state the fact that you did the various hafrashas. So you say, I did everything like you commanded me to do. So here you really didn't do it like you're commanded to do, because you did it out of order. Ha hikdim meiser sheni the rishon ena yachol isvados. Normally you cannot say vidoy in such a situation, but when it comes to the demai, so we're not as stringent, and one would still be able to say the vidoy. And finally, the Mishnah says shemen shahagardi sach betzvoslov chay b'demai. If you have someone who weaves clothing and they need to put oil on their hands to help them in that process, so that's your chayev to, if it's demai, if the oil is from demai, you have to separate the maisros, because you're using it for sicha, using it for your hands. However, vasorik nosim b'tzemer pater mina demai, but a person who's working with wool and doesn't put the oil in his hands, but puts it on the wool to soften the wool, that's not being used for your hands, that's just being used for the wool, and therefore you're exempt from separating maisros if this is if it's the oil that came from demai.